Yeah, you should. Up we go. Council advises that an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations, and let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together.
Absence for Councillor Crowe from last month.
Yes.
Which is included this month. We've also got a leave of absence request from Councillor Lord.
Can we move in a second?
Yes, we do.
Okay, could I have a mover for that? Councillor McGee, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Carnegie. Any discussion, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Oh, okay, so there is going to be some discussion about it. Look, I've had a look at Councillor Lord's request for leave and I can't see any reason why it wouldn't be granted. So I strongly urge you to vote the positive on this issue. Okay, so I'll call for it again.
I thought that's what we just did. No, I got no one to vote for it.
You voted for it.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so we had to put a motion.
Sorry.
So that it'd be carried, right? So.
Yeah.
I strongly urge you to pass the motion. So I'll call for a vote again.
Yeah.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, I declare it carried. Now, move on to disclosure of interest. Are there any disclosure of interest this evening, Councillor? There are. Councillor Henderson?
I have a pecuniary conflict of interest in agenda item 8.2. I am the sales agent working with the vendor on one of the properties listed in the unpaid rates.
Okay, so it's pecuniary.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Very good.
I'll be leaving the room.
Okay, great. Thanks, Councillor Henderson. Councillor Minogue?
Thank you. I have a less than significant non-pecuniary conflict of interest. Agenda item 6.8, the Bar Movement Community Centre Incorporated.
Okay.
My husband is chair of the Bar Movement Community Centre Incorporated, but I play no part of the committee.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Councillor Minogue.
If there's no other councillors, would you like to...
Mr. Mayor, I have a significant non-pecuniary interest in the closed council matter 8.2 as a member of my family actually works for a local real estate agent. So,
it's not pecuniary. But
it's a significant non-pecuniary, so I'll be vacating the chamber.
Okay.
Okay.
You made a note of all that? Right, okay. So we'll move on to the minutes. You've all got the minutes there, councillors. Are there any corrections or observations that you'd like to make? If not, I need a mover to adopt the minutes, please. Councillor Pennell, seconded. Councillor Minogue. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, we'll move on to item 6, reports from staff, section 1, executive services. 6.1, the monthly status report, council meeting actions, April 2025, on page 7. The recommendation there that council receive and note the monthly status report, council meeting actions, April 2025. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, seconder. Councillor Brooks, would you like to discuss any of those? Councillor Minogue? Councillor Brooks?
No.
Any other councillors like to discuss any of those? No, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Right.
Right, declare it carried. So move on to page 12, 6.2. work, healthy and safety quarterly report. Okay. The recommendation there that council receive and note the risk, work, health and safety report for the quarter ending March 2025. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, Councillor Brooks. Councillor Henderson, is there anything you'd like to note?
No.
Councillor Brooks?
No.
No. Any other councillor like to comment? No. I'll put the motion.
Aye.
Okay, very good. Carried. Okay. A bit early, but that's good. Okay, 6.3 on page 16, public exhibition of the draft Main Street revitalisation plan. Okay. There's a recommendation there, one, that council endorse the draft Main Street revitalisation plan and place it on public exhibition for a period of 28 days, and two, following the period of exhibition and submission, to allow for written submissions to be made, any suggested amendments to the plan be made, and a further report be presented to council prior to its formal adoption. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, seconded Councillor Pennell. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to say I think it's a fantastic job that the consultants have done. I've had a lot of good feedback from the community saying that our Main Street revitalisation has been well overdue, and they are all very enthusiastic and looking forward to the improvements that we can make to the beautification of the Main Street.
Very good. Councillor Fennell?
Nothing further.
Nothing to add. I concur with Councillor Henderson. I think they did a terrific job. I think I remarked on one of the evenings that I was very surprised with what they came up with. They did a terrific job. So follow the brief to the letter. Okay, so moving to section two, corporate and community service. Oh, we've got to put that motion first of all. I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So move on to section two, corporate and community services. 6.4, the finance and investment report on page 19. Okay, there's a recommendation there. One, the council receive and note the information contained within the finance and investment report for the month of March 2025. And two, the council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 March to 31 March 2025, totalling $4,738,118.07. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, seconder. Councillor Carnegie. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
Is everything all right?
Everything looks all right, Councillor Carnegie? You happy with everything?
Yeah.
Very good. Any other councillors like to comment on that?
No.
The finance investment report? No, if not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, I declare it carried. So we're over to 6.5, review of delegations. Okay, page 26. So, there's a recommendation there, one, that in accordance with section 377 of the Local Government Act 1993, the Blanshire Council delegates its powers, authorities and duties and functions as set out in attachment this report to the Mayor, Brian Monaghan. Two, that in accordance with section 377 of the Local Government Act 1993, the Blanshire Council delegates its powers, authorities and duties and functions as set out in the attachment of this report to the General Manager, Grant Baker. Three, that the delegation to the Mayor, Brian Monaghan, and the General Manager, Grant Baker, be subject to the following limitations. A, the delegated power, authority, duty or function being performed in accordance with council policy. And B, the delegated power, authority, duty or function be performed in accordance with the law. Four, that the delegations of council will remain in force until they are revoked or amended by a resolution of council or the persons no longer hold their position. And five, council notes that the General Manager may delegate their powers, authorities, duties and functions at their discretion for the purpose of fulfilling the role of General Manager. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, can I have a seconder? Councillor Fennell. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
I have questions rather than speaking to it.
Okay. Off we go.
Before I can approve this, I have a series of delegations that I just wish to check on. The first being delegation 001. There are two delegation
001.
So the first page.
Okay, so which one is that? 41.
Sorry,
41.
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
So there are two delegations, 001. I realise that the delegation names are slightly different, so that needs clarification. There's no position against the first delegation, 001.
Okay.
The second one is delegation 044 on page 57. Which is actually blank.
Yeah.
So it needs removing,
okay,
if that's the case.
Yeah.
And then I have a series of 20-odd delegation numbers, if we go in order, that are missing, so I would just like it confirmed that they've been archived, no longer relevant, or are they...
Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. Delegation 1, there is a section that talks about awarding contracts, which is the very first of those two delegations. There are only... I'm just looking. I tried to find the printed copy, but wasn't able to find that prior to the meeting. After you alerted me to the fact that there were some concerns. So the first talks about obtaining quotations. They've actually been transposed. So that will need to be corrected, because the awarding of contracts is actually limited to only a few of council staff, but obtaining quotations and authorising purchase orders is something that there are a large number of staff who are able to do that, and they are the staff that are listed, such as the system administration officer, executive assistant, coordinator, human resources, and so on. They are able to obtain quotations and issue purchase orders for particular goods that have been, or services that are required to deliver on the operational plan.
So, for clarification, the second delegation 001?
Yeah, I'm just checking that what I've said, because my document, I'm looking at the original document that went in. I'm now going to the business paper. Yeah, the first that's an error, because the awarding of contracts is limited to the general manager. I'm not sure what's happened to that document, which is particularly hard to read. When we were reviewing the delegations, it was determined that we needed to provide staff with the capacity to do their jobs, which includes getting quotations for certain types of work and to arrange purchase orders. However, the awarding of contracts is limited to general manager, and in various circumstances depending on the value of the contract to the directors.
So for clarification then, the second delegation 001, where it says award contracts.
Yeah, that should not be in there. The award contract wording should not be in that second one.
Right.
It should be in the first one.
And the first one, the position should be general manager only.
I'll need to check that. It would depend on the value of the contract. Because if the contract is up to every further on, contracts, there are financial delegations for staff. If there's a contract that is valued at over, I think, $50,000 is the highest, then the Director of Technical Services or myself can award a contract.
Yeah, which is...
up to the value of $250,000.
And that is later in the,
yes,
the delegations, I note that. So what is the process for getting this fixed so that we can...
Well, I think we're at the point where really, if it's not correct, they really need to redo it and bring it back to us again. You want to move that way, Councillor?
I'd like this referred to a... I have a lot of
to
concerns.
A workshop?
Yeah, for the total lack of transparency in most of this document. And I would like all delegations over $10,000 to be recorded in each month's business paper so that we can see where things are going. Now, there's anecdotal evidence out there, and I don't know if this is in this area, but tradespeople, you've got one or two of them that get all the work, the others have filled all the requirements for it, they never see a thing. I get the total lack of transparency is a very big concern to me and to others in the community. So I would like this referred back
to a workshop.
A workshop.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it, Councillor Minogue? Okay. So I'll put that motion. All those in favour of having this referred to a workshop?
Aye.
Clear to carry. So we'll move this to a workshop for further discussion and clarification, and then we'll bring it back to council. Thank you. Okay. We'll move on to 6.6 on page 126. Okay, policy review, forward control policy. There's a recommendation that council adopts the revised forward control policy. Can I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Minogue, Councillor Henderson. You like to speak to it, Councillor Minogue? No. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it? No.
Can I ask a question? Is this just,
you may.
Is this just a generic policy that every council adopts, or is it specifically designed for us?
Director Bully.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it is a recommendation from internal audit processes and from the audit office that councils have a fraud control policy and plan, because we are dealing with public funds.
Yeah, okay.
We need to be ensuring that we have the right mechanisms in place.
Okay, very good. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All right, okay. Okay, so let's move on to 6.7, policy review of public interest disclosures on page 134. Okay, there's a recommendation there, one, that council endorses the revised public interest disclosure policy and places the policy on public exhibition for a period of 28 days commencing on the 17th of April 2025. And two, should there be comments received from the community on the proposed amendments to the revised public interest disclosure policy, a further report be prepared and presented to council. And three, that should no submissions on the policy be received during the public exhibition period, that council adopts the revised public interest disclosure policy. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Brooks, seconder. Councillor Minogue. Councillor Brooks, did you want to speak to this?
No.
Councillor Minogue, did you want to speak to this?
No.
Are there any other comments from any other councillors on this issue? No. If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Right, declare it carried. So move on to 6.8, the Biomed Community Centre Incorporated. So Councillor Minogue, you're staying for this, or?
Yes,
okay, very good. Okay. The recommendation there that Council A endorse the negotiations with the Biomed Community Centre Incorporated and the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding with Council. B, funds remaining in the Barmem Community Committee account be utilised to undertake improvement works within the village of Barmem. C, allocate an amount of $5,000 per annum to the Barmem Community Centre Incorporated to assist it in undertaking the requirements of the Memorandum of Understanding. D, advertise its intention to provide the funding allocation for a period of 28 days from Thursday the 17th of April 2025. and should there be no objections received, distribute the funds accordingly. And E, following the September 2028 local government election, review the memorandum of understanding and the financial arrangements prior to entering into a new agreement with the Barmen Community Centre Incorporated. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Fennell, seconded Councillor McLean. Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
I would like to speak to it, Mayor. I congratulate Barm Edmund and the people working with the committee and those interested in those parties for being able to come to this conclusion with everything. I think they've proven that they've been able to work together with that centenary, with their celebrations that they had, beg your pardon. And I hope everything goes well for them.
Right, Councillor McLean, would you like to speak?
Oh, I think it's a wonderful thing. People living in a community, you know what's best for them instead of being directed from the top of, from above about what should be good for them. I could you explain a little bit better D&E? Advertise this one here. Advertise
its intention to provide the funding allocation for a period of 28 days from Thursday, 17th of April. And should there be no objections received, distribute the funds accordingly. Director Bulley, would you like to speak to that?
Thank you, Drew, and Mr. Mayor. There is a requirement whenever a council is actually going to be giving funds that they let the community know that that is what is happening. So that is the purpose for advertising. Purpose for E is that funding committed by this council should be reviewed by an incoming council. That's just a governance mechanism that should happen. So you are not committing future councils to funding organisations on an ongoing basis without having some review mechanisms in place. So that is the purpose of that.
Councillor
McGinn? Well, I mean, there's got to be continuity as well. I thought that this was going to be done on the basis of the Rose Garden. So on the 30th of June, they have a bank balance of $5,000, they've topped up to $5,000. They only spend $3,000, so there's always, at the 30th of June, there'll be $5,000 in that bank balance and receipts will be done. I thought it was going to be done like this, but there's got to be continuity. You can't, every time a council comes in, you know, reinvent the wheel. I mean, if this is going to be working well for them...
Director Millett?
It's a matter for the council as how they wish to spend the community's money, Mr. Mayor. So if councillors don't wish to review it in following the election, then that's entirely up to them.
Councillor Brooks.
I think that we should be reviewing it at the end of, with every new council, as we do with, you know, every other policy, because what happens if they are not happy with $5,000 come 2020. Whoa. I think it should be reviewed because I think it could work in, you know, the Bar Member Community Committee's favour in 2028 because they might potentially want more than $5,000. So I think rather than us deciding for them what they may want in the future, I think we need to leave it open and up to them as well.
Okay. You happy with that, Councillor Ligon?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, very good. We'll put the motion. There's no further discussion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Oh, there is discussion. Councillor Fennell.
I just did want to just seeking clarification there. Can a committee such as that decide what money they want, or is $5,000 that is their allocation?
Oh.
I'll probably direct that question to Director Bulley, if I could. I wasn't sure about that.
Again, through you, Mr. Mayor, it's actually up to the councillors how much money they wish to give committees. Currently, the current Section 355 committees have made available to them a $5,000 allocation, which is why that was the amount for this particular process, and it was a similar amount that the previous council allocated to the Rose Garden group. If for some reason council is of the mind to donate or provide a greater amount, that is up to the council.
Very good. There's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right. Okay. So move on to Section 3, Technical Services. 6.9 on page 169. Okay, 6.9, DA 2024/0058, multi-dwelling housing, 9 dwellings, and consolidation of 2 lots into 1 lot. So the recommendation there, the council approved DA 2024/0058, multi-dwelling housing, 9 dwellings, and consolidation of 2 lots into 1 lot, subject to development consent conditions. Can I have a mover for this? Right, okay, since we don't have a mover, can I have an alternate motion put, please? Councillor Hennis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move a motion that we request a peer review done on the assessment by an independent town planner, senior town planner. I think with all the information coming back and legal advice on this matter, it has gone off the current assessment, which to my knowledge, the councillors here do not agree with. So the fundamental issue facing this assessment at the moment is that council do not approve of the assessment. Therefore, the way forward would be to request a peer review, be done on the assessment, and move on from there.
Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor McGinn, second. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor McGinn?
Yes, I think we should have a review of it because, you know, I've got policies here for a whole lot of different things. What is it, the environmental plan and all the rest of it, and the control plan, I've got policies coming out of my ears. But all these new planning things that have come in, I've never seen a policy saying this is exactly what you can do. Now, it might be old, 2011, and there is so much lack of transparency, and this is why we need the peer review. There's so many things. A second bedroom, you know, could be used as a study. No, you're advertising it as a two-bedroom. So are you going to get, I'll have $350 a week for one, and I can put a mattress in and get $200 just to fit a mattress in a room, that's what will happen. And that's a cast place. There's too many anomalies in it. And to say that isn't a really busy part of town. I'm there for 3 hours, only 3 hours a week, but I see the amount of parking there is. Now, in no other development in the main street also, is there on-street parking? And then they say they can't tell the difference between dual occupancy. Says you have two bedrooms like we have in Church Street, one park each. There's a hell of a lot of difference, and you're in planning, can't you, a multi-dwelling? I mean, there's just so many anomalies in here that they don't pass the pub test.
Not quite clear.
And this is why I think we have to look at it further.
Very good. Any further comments, councillors, on this issue? Mr. General Manager, you'd like to comment?
Not specifically about this development, but just to inform you that last week we formally engaged consultant to undertake the LEP rewrite and to review, to review the LEP and to rewrite the DCP. So those two projects are now underway. So just providing you that information for the future. So we're aware of all the issues and that, and we've sought to get onto that LEP and DCPs.
Mr. Director.
Yeah, look, I just want to explain with the process here. We've got a professional town planner did the original assessment. It's been reviewed internally by two other town planners. Okay? It's been sent to one of Australia's leading planning lawyers, and they have come back clearly saying that in spite, like if you read the thing, if this is challenged in the Land and Environmental Court, they will be getting permission. So I have no problem with what the... I think what the difficulty we have is that you know what you want, but unfortunately the way the current LEP is written, all the advice I've got is that this will go ahead. And I'm just as... I'm there and I'm conscious of wasting money. Essentially, we've now got three planners plus a lawyer firm contradicting the issues that you're raising. So I'm just, as long as you're aware of that, going to another council is very, very unlikely to change this, because the statement, I'll call it the statements clearly from today's thing, which is the DA is presumptively consistent with that relevant zone objective. We do not see a valid legal ground that can rebut that presumption. Furthermore, for reasons stated, it's certainly arguable the DA is actually consistent.
I think they're pretty clear that there's some issues there. I think
okay.
We'll be able to let Mr. Rector. Is there any further discussion from any of the councillors on this issue after the information that's been provided? Councillor Henderson?
Do we have further opportunity to talk on this in closed business?
Would you like another, a further amendment to move this to confidential business?
Yes, please, Mr.
Okay. Councillor Henderson, do you have a seconder for that? Councillor Pennell. Okay, so I'll put that amended motion that it be moved to confidential business. All those in favour? Aye, I declare that carried. So we'll move this to the confidential section this evening and we'll deal with it later.
You actually now need to make that the substantive motion. Because we amended it.
So how do I make that the substantive
motion? You now do the same thing again.
Okay, so that now becomes the motion. Do I need to move in a second or not?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll need another move, another second to make this. Councillor Henderson and Councillor Pennell, put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Right, it's now the substantive motion. Okay, good. We'll move on to 6.10 on page 184. Okay. DA 2025/0023, dual occupancy detached under state environmental planning policy housing 2021, Division 1, infill affordable housing. The recommendation that Council approves DA 2025/0023, dual occupancy detached, subject to the conditions of consent. Do I have a mover?
I'll move.
Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Brooks. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak?
Well, passed the test, didn't it? It was just dual occupancy, each with a...
Straightforward.
Off-street parking. That's
ticked
it.
All the boxes. Mm. Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to it?
No.
No. Everything's been said. Any other councillors like to comment on that? No, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Declare it carried. So move on to 6.11, the Growell Road project on page 195. Okay.
Julie.
Oh, it's a bit cool in here, girls. Can you find, what do you think? Can we turn down the air, girls?
I've circulated.
It's becoming better, so.
Okay. So there's a revised recommendation here that Council allocate $350,000 as part of the March quarterly budget review process to address the identified design issues for the Growell Road project. Right, do I have a mover? Councillor Henderson. A seconder, Councillor Brooks. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Just to say quickly, we all know the position that we're in with Growell Road and it must move forward, so this has to be done.
Councillor Brooks?
No.
Same. Any other councillor like to comment on this issue? Councillor McGlynn, you may.
This has come out of the $3 million ex money you had, or this is extra?
This is extra, I think. Mr. Director?
Yes, it's extra. Yeah.
Well, why wasn't this taken into account when we when the $3 million was asked for? It's only a couple.
No, essentially this has got to do with some critical drainage issues that have had to be addressed due to feedback from the local landowners.
Oh.
Right. So we were hoping that we wouldn't have to do them in this current project, but I think... We do.
Okay, very good. Are there any further comments, Councillor Minogue?
So with the conversations that you've had with the local landholders where they're comfortable with what's proposed to be done and $350,000 is going to be sufficient?
Okay. Mr. Director?
Okay, there is two, if people that were on the tour, there was two particularly blatant or obvious issues that needed to be addressed. So they're the two that are covered by the $350,000. There may be and possibly other drainage issues which aren't of the same critical nature, which may have to be addressed in the future. But they're drainage issues.
Sorry to interrupt. I wasn't interrupting. You can continue.
Oh, sorry. No, so to answer your question, is the $350,000 are dealing with the two critical issues that we cannot avoid. right? The others we'll have to deal with in future years, right? But they're not critical to want to incur a legal issue for the council.
Further question?
Yeah.
So the critical drainage issues that we're addressing, are they going to give rise to other critical drainage issues that local landholders will then come back?
I think we've had discussions with local landholders already, I think.
I'll take that on notice. I mean, the intention is that they won't be, right? That's the current situation.
I'm purely asking because I don't want to have another request come to us for funding, so I just want to make sure that what we're doing in the interim is going to be sufficient and it's not going to cause any flow-on effects. Excuse the pun.
There is no intention of flow-on effects, right? So every measure has been taken to ensure that these are the correct solutions to the two problems that we're looking at. That's all I can say.
Okay, that's great. Any further comments, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so that's gone. 6.12. Okay, so page 197. 6.12, Blanshire, council managing its wastewater assets. So there's been an altered recommendation, and the recommendation being that an allocation of $300,000 be made in the 2025-2026 budget to undertake preliminary scoping and design of an upgraded wastewater treatment system to service the West Wyalong and Wyalong townships.
Yep,
can I have a member? Councillor McGlynn, second that, Councillor Fennell. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak?
Oh, this is... it's a bit weird, isn't it? You don't want to spend the money, but it's a great piece of infrastructure upgrade. We have to do it. We've got the money there to do it, so...
It's the right thing to do.
Get with the program.
Councillor Fennell.
I would like to speak for this motion, for this recommendation as well. We did have a very comprehensive report given to us regarding this situation, and I think it's imperative that we move ahead with this.
Very good. Councillor Henderson, do you want to make a comment?
Yeah, I agree. This is long overdue, and I think we need to keep our eye on our assets and make sure that they're maintained in a sufficient order so that we're not running under pressure and time restraints with other assets from council.
Very good. Just to be clear, there's no speaker against the recommendation? No. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. There we go. Okay. So, moving over to section 4. Reports for information. Can I have a mover for these reports, please? Councillor Brooks, Councillor Henderson. We'll move through them one by one. So the first one is the Community Development Report, 6.13. Are there any questions, councillors, or observations? No?
Observation,
yes, Councillor Henderson.
I just want to congratulate the council staff on the event that was held in McCann Park over the weekend. My children went to that and it was a great success and they had a fantastic time, and I believe that if we can provide more of these activities for youth in the community, we will go a long way to making Blanshire very, very happy.
Thank you. Are there any other comments, councillors? No, we'll move on to 6.14, the Youth Services Report. Are there any comments there?
Very lucky to have it.
I think it's great, isn't it? I think it's great. Just Dance and Physical Activity. Very interesting.
Yeah.
You know? It's good. No other comments? No? We'll move over to 6.15, the Blanshire Library Update for March 2025. They always do a terrific job, don't they?
Just asking if I may.
Councillor Fennell, yes.
Oh, sorry. Just going to recess over the school holidays?
No.
Is that
the building? That's
Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Does it go into recess? The library activities, do they go into recess over holiday?
Probably ramps up, does it?
More activities than ever.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, they actually have a number of holiday related activities. There are some events that they don't have. And to be honest, I can't tell you off the top of my head. But a lot of there are quite a number of holiday activities.
I probably should have read that report better.
Maybe we both should have.
Are there any other comments, Councillor Brooks?
So I attended my first meeting for the New South Wales Public Libraries last week with Kathy Lang, and I just would like to make sure that everybody realises how wonderful our library is and how wonderful Kathy is, because not only is she doing wonderful things in our shire, she's actually mentoring other libraries in other regions and helping them implement some of our activities that you know, she's a bit of a trailblazer with all of these wonderful activities.
That's
she's
great.
She's doing amazing work.
That's great. Great to hear. Ready, Councillor Minogue?
I just would like to draw everybody's attention under the Gold Club attendance.
Mm-hmm.
The photo of the week is of Mrs. Ridley.
Yes.
And it's sad but nice, given her recent passing, that she is recognised in these papers as photo of the week.
A lovely lady.
It is good.
A lovely lady. Thanks for that, Councillor Minogue. Any further comments, councillors? No, if not, we'll move over to 6.16, the Children's Services update for March 2025.
Lots of activity.
Yeah, lots of activity. They look pretty happy. Any comments, councillors? No?
Good job. Yeah, as always.
Great
wonderful.
Job.
Yep.
Very good. We'll move over to 6.17, the Bland Community Care Services update for March 2025. Are there any questions there for Director Berlin? No, I can't encourage anyone to.
I wanted to go on Mel's tour. Is that the word?
Yeah.
What an opportunity. Wonderful. That must have been logistically challenging.
Oh, the exhibition was.
Wait a minute. No. I'll get you to you in a minute. Yep. Councillor McGlynn?
Oh, the exhibition was amazing. I got there an hour early, but it was all around the hour waiting for people to happen, and it was just absolutely fantastic.
That's
and I believe
great.
It was quite well, very well attended.
That's great.
As was the seniors' luncheon, but maybe we can talk about that again another time, can we?
Very good. Any further comments? No? We'll move on to 6.18, the Landshire Council Museum Advisor Report for March 2025. No comments? Yes, Councillor No.
Can I just ask for some clarification on the drainage issues of the Wylong Museum?
Yes, you may.
It would appear that there's been ongoing discussions. Where are we up to with?
Mr. Director?
Basically, we've now got one person. There's been a little bit of confusion due to the fact that there's the Parks Department is responsible for the green area and someone else is responsible for the building. So we've now appointed one person to coordinate the issues with the drainage, and it's in hand. There's going to be a survey done, and the solution is going to be rolled out. That's the current situation. But
very
there was
good.
A bit of confusion due to who was responsible for to resolve the problem.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Minogue, you're happy with that?
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions, councillors? No? All right. We'll move over to 6.19, Technical Services Report. Are there any questions there for the Director? Councillor Fennell, off you go.
It's a good comment that I'd like to make, and I'm sure a lot of people would have really noticed. Just driving through town, we had a lot of grassland, particularly in between West Wylong and Wylong, and it was very unruly. But just at this point of time, in the last 2 weeks, it is so manicured, and I do hope that people have noticed. The grassland is trimmed back. I know we haven't had a lot of rain, but everything looks just so neat and tidy. I went to Wagga last week and I drove through Barm Edmund, and I thought that is the best
it's
I have
my,
ever
yes,
seen
my
Barm Edmund look. But I'd just like to add congratulations to whoever, whatever staff, outdoor staff, are tending to that, because it really, it does look very pleasing.
Thank you, Councillor Fennell. Would you like to pass that on, Mr. Director, to the appropriate staff?
Certainly will. I'm in shock. Compliment, thank you.
Hold up. Like the master.
Councillor Henderson, did you want to comment or you did?
Yes, I'll actually compliment again. I just want to say congratulations to the team on the car park, the RSL car park behind the shops there.
Good job.
I drove past and all the lower branches were cut and trimmed, and all the rubbish and leaves and branches that have been all over that car park for as long as I've been here were all cleaned up and tidied, and I must say it looks a million times better, and I'd just like to thank them for their hard work and congratulate them on a well job well done.
Mr. Director, if you'd like to thank them.
No, you've got to thank the RSL Club.
No, was the RSL Club involved, Mr. Director, or what happened there? What was the story?
I think it was coordinated and worked with our parks team.
Okay, very good. Well, if you pass on our thanks anyway.
I did see the parks team there, that's why I mentioned
it. Sorry, if I say congratulations, does that make it better? Because... just following up on some of the roads maintenance, just making sure roads that are planned from the previous month and looking at what was actually undertaken, just making sure that they don't drop off. So from the previous month, particularly with relation to the flood damage repairs,
mm-hmm.
Purse House Lane and Heath Lane, they were on for the planned from the previous month.
Okay.
I'll
take it on notice, Councillor Minogue. I can't answer the question.
Yeah. No, that's fine. And a further question. I note for Ungerry, one of the items that's regularly attended to is backfill the graves at the cemetery. Is that work that's undertaken at all cemeteries across the Shire?
Mr. Director, take that on notice.
I think I'll take it on notice, but my understanding is generally, but I can't give you an absolute answer, Councillor.
Yeah.
I think they do. They do make sure the cemeteries are tidy up. But
I'm pretty sure from my knowledge of Barm Edmund that is the case, in which case maybe just a little bit more attention to detail in the reports might be necessary, and then I won't ask all these questions.
No, that's okay.
Thanks, Councillor.
Sorry. Please. I'm going to give another compliment. You may not be able to stand up at the end of the night, Ray. so the council have taken on the maze at the back of McCann Park. That's really, really exciting news. I love that. Can we make an announcement to let everybody know of that, because I think that's really exciting news, and a lot of families in town will be really happy to
Maze over the back of McCann Park.
I think that's
the
exciting
news story, and would like a press release.
It might be a good news story.
I meant to take that on notice. I'm not sure we had committed to that.
I thought that was under the Carajong archive.
That's correct.
Oh,
yeah, we just.
Oh, I'm just reading here. Council has taken on the maze over the back of McCann Park.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Director,
sorry,
are you aware
of
that?
Sorry.
Page
220.
It's in the report, so it's obviously the time. This is where I trust my staff. I mean, essentially, if they've written it there, we have taken it on.
Councillor Brooks, if
and the manager of operations is nodding his head. We have.
Councillor Brooks, if we can put a good news story on the council path, we'll definitely look at that.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Henderson.
Sorry, just one more item which Councillor Brooks just reminded me of. May I suggest that we do some clearing out and pruning of the very large and overgrown plants around the edge of the pond? In McCann Park. I'm not sure if it's called a pond. I noticed that one side or half of the area is nicely manicured, but the half towards the platform is very overgrown with these reeds, and it detracts from the...
Mr. Rick, you take that on notice?
Yeah, we'll take that on notice.
That's very good.
Before we move on...
Yes, Councillor Glenn.
The front of Bernardo Park, it's never looked worse. The front garden in front of Bernardo Park and Church Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do understand that we don't have the staff. Maybe we've got to have a look at a program with just the lovely... There are great trees there, but they have rocks and stuff around them, a whole design that's minimum upkeep, because now it looks very neglected.
Okay, very good. Mr. Director, if you could take that on board as well.
Yep.
Are there any further comments, councillors? All right, very good. Okay, so we'll move on to 6.2, our Development Services Activity Report. Are there any questions there, councillors?
Yeah. I've got a query. I'd like to know why the dwelling at 56, the two new dwellings, didn't come to council. The planning for that didn't come for our...
My understanding, I can check with Tara, our manager there, but my understanding is that this was alterations and additions.
Demolishing of existing structure.
Would it be partial demolition? Or?
And structure, construction of two new dwellings, houses.
Tara, do you want to answer?
I think it's in an E1 zone, and as per the motion, we don't need to say those.
I was under the understanding that any dual occupancy was to come to council. Dual and above, and
Mr.
multi.
Mr. Jones, is that the case?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd have to take that on notice.
Because we did it with the Aboriginal Development. We did it with the Church Street Development. It came to council. Two dwellings.
Okay,
we
did.
Could I support Councillor McGlynn on that? Because there was a resolution to council. There was a resolution to council that any where there was more than one dwelling comes to a workshop or council prior to any approval.
It was a resolution.
And I know that because I moved the motion.
Yes, that's true. Right, Mr. Director, can you investigate that for us, please?
Yeah, we'll look into that.
Thank you. Are there any further comments?
If it's been the question I asked now, because it's been approved effectively,
can we do anything about it?
We can't do anything about it, but in actual fact, is a blatant issue when it comes to a resolution of this council coming to council.
That's right. Yeah, the resolution should be followed. So, Mr. Gentleman, if you can.
We'll take that on notice, councillors. Can I also urge you to keep an eye on Thursday Thoughts, because that lists the DAs that we do have that have come in from week to week. So that'd be a flag for you as well, even just as a backstop to case we miss something.
Is it councillors'
responsibility
to ensure that staff are following direction?
No, it's not. It just helps put a backstop, a double check in there, that's all.
Why do we need a double check when there's a resolution of council advising staff on procedure? Why is procedure not being followed in this instance? I'm sure I speak with all the councillors to say that they don't waste their time coming up with these resolutions for the staff to then blatantly disregard them. So I just want to express that this should not happen, and we need to find out why.
That's fair comment, Councillor Anderson. And Mr. General Manager, just investigate that and find out exactly how it happened. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Right, so I'll put the motion to adopt those reports. Always in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move on to reports of committees. There's three reports there. There's the ARIC, New South Wales Country Mayors Association, and the MERC. Are there any comments or questions regarding those? If I could have a mover to adopt those reports, please. Councillor Fennell, seconder. Councillor Minogue. Any comments, councillors? Councillor Lord, you look like you want to say something.
The only thing with the MERC meeting, and I know it was resolved in that situation, I'm not sure whether council, in actual fact, it has been informed yet, but I think the executive, some of the executive and everything else of MERC are coming to Blanshire in early May, on Monday the 2nd or 3rd, I think it is, or 4th, I'm not sure whether... That has been programmed. I'm not sure whether they've been informed, but they're talking a country trip to all of these situations. And effectively, part of that lobbying issue for MERC will be actually asking council to contribute to a campaign to restore the resources to region funding.
Well, that'll be very strongly supported by us anyway.
Yeah, because effectively... You know, lots of councils, in actual fact, it was a significant part of their maintenance. And this council, we wouldn't have the water scheme here in West Wallam if we didn't have water, the resources
for
regions either.
And
we need to get that back,
project.
And we need to shame the state government into, in actual fact, reinstating that particular scheme.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you, councillor. Right, are there any other comments, councillors? No, if not, I'll put the motion that they've adopted. All those in favour? I declare them carried. Okay. Can I have a mover now to move into confidential business, please? Councillor Fennell and Councillor Brooks. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, so we'll move into confidential business. Thank you, ladies. Confidential matters this evening. It was 8.1, sale of land, 2327 Central Road, Wylong. It was resolved unanimously by council that council confirmed the correct pricing for lot 5 as recommended to the general manager in the general manager's report, and withdraw the current contract of sale. In item 8.2, sale of land for unpaid rates, there's a recommendation that council agrees to sell the 10 properties as listed in the sale of land for unpaid rates report and detailed in the General Manager's Certificates for Sale of Land for Unpaid Rates in accordance with Section 713 of the Local Government Act 1993 to authorise a public auction to be held at a date decided by Council in the Council Chambers. 3. Authorise the General Manager to determine and appoint an auctioneer in line with Council's procurement policy. 4. Utilise the services of GP Evans in England for provision of contracts of sale. 5. The preparation of a schedule nominating a reserve price for each parcel, having regard to each parcel's valuation, the amount of debt outstanding to Council, and the prevailing market prices, to be presented at the May 2012 Council meeting. 6. Authorise the General Manager or the Director of Corporate and Community Services delegation to accept any reasonable offer on the day of the auction and to complete the contract of sale on behalf of Council. On the matter of 8.3, Aboriginal land claim 35588, 35570 and 35829, that Council object to the original land... to the Aboriginal Land Council's claims 35588, 35570 and 35829. It was resolved by Council unanimously again. And then in the matter of 6.9, there was a resolution there that DA 2024/0058 be deferred and a independent peer review be undertaken. Again, unanimously declared by Council. Can I move to close the meeting?
No, we've got the motion.
Very good. Okay, Councillor Henderson, if you'd like to put that motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to propose to put a motion forward that a clause be added to the DCP to pursue preserve active street frontage on the main street of West Wylong. That it be subject to a 28-day public exhibition period before adoption.
Very good. A seconder for that. Councillor McGlynn, you'll second that.
Well, I think it's very important that we do this. Or, we should get our rights back as councillors to control what's going on. I think it's been ebbed away over a long period of time, and I think this is essential to try and get a little bit of that back.
Very good. Would any other councillor like to speak to this matter? No. If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour? Aye. I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Can I have a move to close the meeting, please? Councillor Pennell, Councillor Brooks, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare the meeting closed. Again, councillors, a very good meeting. Now, that is two in a row.